It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
What a week. A lead-foot legislator, bad polls for Governor Ducey for re-election, and the president has stepped in it again. Joining us now is the former governor of Arizona and Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. Governor, how are you today?
Well, I was fine until you mentioned the subject.
I don't blame you, Governor.
Oh, it's overwhelming. You know, we all need to go have a Diet Coke and pet a kitten.
That's right. We all need to pet a kitten. You know what I put on Facebook last night? I put a picture of a kitten.
That is so good. Something for humanity's sake.
That's right. Cute kittens, no politics. The world is good again.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to look at your kitten picture when I get off.
All right. Make sure you like it.
I will.
Click the like button.
Okay. I will.
All right.
All right, let's actually try to do an interview here instead of liking each other's Facebook posts.
It's so much more easier and comforting to talk about kittens.
Well, you're right about that, Governor, that's for sure.
That is right.
Oh.
We've got some crazy news out there. Let's start locally. A lot of talk about this Arizona State Representative Paul Mosley.
Mm.
Now, he's a Republican now, Governor. He's a Republican, and he's got a lead foot. He's been pulled over like five or six times. He bragged at the police about doing 140. A report yesterday came out that he doesn't talk to women in the workplace with much respect. Let's start with the lead foot. He gets off because of this immunity. Does this immunity of, oh, I'm a legislator, I get to get away with having a ticket
in session,
should this be done away with completely for all legislators?
Well, you know, it was implemented, legislative immunity, way back when, I think, that people were arresting people so they couldn't go in and vote, you know, when Arizona was the Wild West.
Hmm.
But I don't know if it's a necessity today. That probably would not happen. However, votes are needed, but this is something that the legislature would have to change unless we got people out there with a ballot initiative and signed it. But over the years, the last, probably 50 years, you know, this always becomes a subject matter because there always seems to be somebody out there that wants to flaunt their power, I guess, is what it is. I know that when I was in the legislature for 14 years, you know, we had little signs that said, you know, state senator, or state representative, so-and-so, and lots of people used to put those on their cars. I never put it on my car. I didn't want anybody to know if I was traveling, you know, rudely or quickly. You just make yourself a target, I would think. And if there's people that don't like you, then, you know, they pick on you.
Right.
It's kind of like an ego thing, I think. How can you explain something in the comments that he made? I understand that Representative Mosley did apologize, but you would have thought that after one time he would have apologized and remembered not to behave in that manner. You know, our elected officials are not above the law. Our elected officials are no better than yourself or your neighbors or your friends or even your enemies.
Right.
And we have a decorum that we should stand by. And unfortunately, this incident has happened. And, you know, I guess the voters will decide.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us every Wednesday. Did you ever use this legislative immunity to get out of a ticket?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I knew it. You wouldn't do that, Governor. I knew
it. I would
it.
Not. I wouldn't want to. First of all,
I won the bet with Mac. Mac said you did, and I said no, not my Governor.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, and it could have been reported that I did, but I did not, and that's on
Amen.
My mother's grave. I
Amen.
Did not.
All right.
Did you ever say, do you know who I am?
No.
Not even as governor?
Never.
Hey, do you know who I am? I deserve a table at this restaurant.
You know, and I will admit that I have probably driven faster than I should have. My husband used to tease me. We had a house down in Mexico at the beach, and we used to drive back, and I would drive, and my husband would say to me, he says, you know what? He says, you better look in your rearview mirror. Your friends will be following you. You know, that would blow me down. You know, we all sometimes get carried away out there on those open spaces. I know that. But, you know, we ought not to do that. We ought to obey the law. And especially as lawmakers, we ought to obey the law.
Former Governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us, as she does about once a week or so. We just started doing a tally of all the weird stories coming out of the state capitol, Do you remember a time when there's been so many weird lawmakers, like, you know, Don Shooter gets booted, he gets kicked out. You also have the, what was his name, Stringer, who said up north that there's not enough white kids to go around. Then you've got Representative Kelly Townsend. She wants to sue teachers for walking out during Red for Ed. And then you've got Paul Mosley, who brags about speeding. I mean, when you were back in the legislature, was it this chaotic? Did the Speaker of the House just tear his hair out?
I don't remember it being as crazy as all of this that's going on. And you even forgot a few that are going through my head that we could throw in that basket also. It's outrageous. It really, really is. And everybody needs to take a deep breath and understand that they are representing an institution of our great state. And this behavior has got to cease and desist. It's got to stop. We had some, you know, couple times, maybe once or twice or three times that were devastating to the body. And, you know, everybody remembers, you know, ASCAM and a couple of other things that took place. But it's like every day we wake up, there's another issue that we're facing and trying to wonder, what are they thinking? And then, of course, we think, well, it hasn't been reported correctly, you know? And then the more you read, the more you watch. And, you know, it just is like a three-ring circus. But it has got to stop. And I hope that the leadership and both houses will have a serious talk with everybody that they've got a reputation to maintain. And that's what we, the voters, expect.
Former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer is talking to us, as she does about once a week. Two polls have come out recently saying Governor Doug Ducey is slightly behind, or it's a toss-up behind Democrat David Garcia. Can you explain that? We thought Ducey should be well ahead of anybody else.
Well, you know, the polls are polls. The real poll, of course, is on Election Day, and we know that voter turnout, usually we can kind of predict what's going to happen with that. But I think today we don't really know what that voter turnout is going to be. But we know that in a gubernatorial race, the voter turnout is less. We know that the Democrats, being a Republican, are out there and they're working very hard, as are the Republicans. But there's so much controversy out there. You know, how are you supposed to explain it? But at this time of the race, I don't think there's too much to worry about, other than to go out there and take your message and talk to the voters. And, you know, the next few weeks we'll start seeing probably so many ads that we will be eating too much food at break time.
Hmm. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer with us every Wednesday. Let's turn to President Donald Trump. So when you saw the press conference with Trump standing up there with Putin and Trump saying that he basically believes Putin over his own intelligence agencies when it comes to the meddling that Russia did in the election, most everyone on both sides of the aisle were pretty floored by this. What did you make of it when you saw it? Were you surprised the president said it? Did you agree? Did you disagree?
No, I was very surprised. It was a bad error that he made by saying that. We all know that Vladimir Putin is evil. He's a ghoul. He is not our friend. And he will do everything and anything that he could possibly do to infiltrate our democracy. And he is awful. I mean, just absolutely awful. I was pleased to see that the president did apologize and corrected his remark. And, you know, the media simply just will not let that go. But certainly no one can believe that he believes that Putin has not meddled in our election system. You know, it's pretty concrete in my mind that they have. And, you know, he and the administration has continually said that they have continually worked on the cybersecurity of all of this. And they're working with the secretaries of states across the country to ensure that this is halted and stopped. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. It's a disastrous thing that we have found out about. And I will mention it, you know, it didn't happen under President Trump's watch. It did happen under prior administration when it took place. But certainly am disappointed with that taking place, and hopefully that they are on track to reverse it and stop it and get this all under control. let me say, in President Trump's defense, you know, he's been tough on Russia, regardless of what everybody, some people in the media want to say. I mean, he has done so many different things that were to be admired, you know, in the sanctions against Russia, the sanctions against them for the meddling, the sanctions against killing the people in England, sanctions against Syria and Crimea.
But it seems one-on-one. It seems one-on-one. He doesn't stand up to Putin when they're in the same room. And you do you really you believe that he misspoke? You don't think he was speaking from the heart when he said, you know, I basically, you know, I
don't believe the U.S. intelligence. I believe this man next to me.
You think he misspoke? You think he misspoke?
I you know, that is what he said, and that's what I want to believe. That's what I want to believe. Hmm. And if he didn't, you know, then he realized it was the wrong thing to say. You know, sometimes when you're under pressure, regardless of who you are, you use verbs or adjectives that sometimes aren't the correct ones, and the word, you know, your mouth moves faster than your brain.
Yeah.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he has been tough. He has been tough on Russia. I do agree, you know, that it's good that we have a dialogue going on, but, you know, I wish that he would treat Putin in a straightforward fashion. You know, tell him like it is, and that we're not going to be used and abused, and we are not going to let him get in front of us in any manner, shape, or form. I mean, the guy is dangerous.
Former governor and the Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer. She joins us once a week. Governor Brewer, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Keep looking for those kitten pictures.
Well, I'm going to go to your Facebook page right now, and I'm going to look at the kitten because it's warm and fuzzy. It's going to make me feel good because this wasn't a real happy interview today.
That wasn't our fault.
Thanks, Governor.
Thanks.
It's the news content.
Yeah, right.
It's the news that's out
right
there.
I don't like this interview.
All right, Governor Jan Brewer, every Wednesday at 3:05. Coming up next, we got a customer that left a racist note instead of a tip at a restaurant. We'll tell you what it said, and I just don't get people anymore, man.
I don't either.
All right, we'll talk about it in a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
So you go to a restaurant, maybe you don't like the service. You don't leave a very good tip. We've heard those stories before. We've also heard stories of somebody writing some kind of, you know, smart blank or smarmy comment on, and you know, either a small tip or no tip. This is just dumb, okay? That's the only way I can say it. It's just stupid.
Mm.
A customer in Texas, there was a Texas steakhouse, and let me tell you something, living in Texas for 6 years, boy, do they love their steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That and high school football. You go there, you allow this person to wait on you.
The whole night.
The whole night. You don't say anything, but you don't leave a tip, and then you leave not just a rude note, but just a flat-out racist note. Why didn't you get up and leave? Why did you allow this person to wait on you the entire night only to stiff them at the end?
The amount was $108.73. Mm-hmm. The tip was zero. So the balance, obviously, $108.73.
Yeah.
And then the guy circled the server's name that was on the bill. You know, usually it says server and then a dash and then maybe who the person is. So circled the name of the waiter and wrote above it, "We don't tip terrorists." The waiter's name was Khalil. Let me tell you something about Khalil. First of all, he doesn't have any Middle Eastern roots. He was actually named after one of his father's best friends who was killed in an accident. Khalil means friend in Arabic.
He ain't Muslim, and no, he's not from the Middle East, you stupid person.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I would do.
When you say, I'll tell you what I would do, are you saying...
If I own this restaurant...
Okay, if you're the manager, if you own the restaurant, gotcha.
Yeah. If I own this restaurant, because we're
Khalil,
seeing this too much.
If I'm Khalil, I'm dumbfounded.
We'll get to that in a second. If I own this restaurant, I would take this definitely post it. But I would also make copies, and I would put this guy's name at every restaurant in the area and say, we've banned this guy from our restaurant.
Yeah.
You might want to ban him from yours and really try and teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
And say, here's the guy. Maybe they had, I don't think they had any cameras set up and they could take a picture of the guy. Here's the guy's name.
Right.
And I don't know if that would work.
But a public shaming, I think would be a pretty good idea.
Yeah. It's just so hateful. It's just so hateful. And if I'm Khalil, I look at it and I say, I don't want money from you. You're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
I don't need money from you. And he'll never come back to the restaurant, which is good. But it just shows you that, you know what, there are some people out there that are so hateful. This was ridiculous. And it was just awful.
The silver lining in all this is that Khalil did post it, and he said since it went viral, he has received a host of encouraging and loving messages.
Because there's always better people out there than the bad guys.
You gotta always
remember that.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for this guy, but kudos to the COO who came out and said he can never set foot in our chain of restaurants across the country either.
Good. There should not be that type of hate out there.
Right.
If you think a terrorist is serving you, don't wait until the end of the meal. Get up and leave.
Yeah, really.
All right. Coming up next. There is the story of an Arizona Cardinal tight end, Ricky Seals. He was arrested. Not a good week for the Cardinals, certainly. He was trying to use a restroom in Scottsdale. And one thing led to another. They didn't let him use the restroom, and they arrested him. Our friend Becky Lynn has a story about not being able to use the restroom. Is this becoming a new thing? Are restrooms disappearing? Are we not allowed to use the restrooms in a public place anymore? That's next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
First, it was Cardinals General Manager Steve Keim. Extreme DUI, 0.19. Not good. He's in jail. Cardinals have suspended him for 5 weeks. We got another Arizona Cardinal that was out in Scottsdale. And it seems that tight end Ricky Seals-Jones, who's, I think this is his second year, he was at least trying to go to the bathroom at the W. He was trying to use the restroom. He had to go to the bathroom badly. He told somebody there, listen, I have to go badly. Will you let me in so I could use the restroom? And they said no. And so he tried to get into another entrance in the hotel, and apparently there may have been a little pushing. I don't know from which side. Both sides are saying, well, it was him.
But we know that no punches were thrown, but there was some pushing.
And he got arrested. And it seems that going to the bathroom in public is becoming a very difficult situation.
It seems that more and more places are either holding you accountable or making you, you have to come in, you have to eat at the restaurant, or you've had to have been here before or something.
Yeah. Becky Lynn, from what I understand, you have a bathroom story, and I love bathroom stories.
I can tell.
Tell us the story about how you were at a place and didn't let you pee.
Okay. Can you tell I'm still mad about this? 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Actually, it might have been 23. But who's counting? No, I was not. Oh. But I was pregnant.
Oh.
And I was very pregnant.
Okay.
And, pregnant women,
they pee a lot.
Gotta go to the bathroom, and you gotta go a lot. Plus, it was the dead of summer, which just, exacerbates the problem, right?
You gotta drink a lot of water, and the kid's pushing on your bladder.
Exactly. So we are, my mother-in-law is moving to the Valley at that time.
Okay.
So we are in Mesa, Arizona, at an apartment complex. If I knew the name of it, I would tell you.
I don't remember.
Oh, my.
Can you tell I'm still mad?
Yes.
So we're trying to find an apartment for her. So we go in, my husband, me, and my mother-in-law. We don't look like we're going to shoot up the place. We don't, we're dressed decently. We're looking for an apartment. So we go in and we tell them we want to see one. And did I mention I'm pretty pregnant here?
Yeah.
Like 5-6 months pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting the key. You know how they take your driver's license and everything.
Right.
So we've done all that. And so I said, before we go, would you mind if I use your restroom?
Hmm.
And the answer was, no, we don't have a public restroom. I'm sorry.
Now, does that mean they don't have a restroom or they?
Well, you know they have a restroom for the employees. Of course they do.
Yeah. Okay. So the public can't use it.
She will not let me use it.
Even though I want to look at an apartment.
Even though we're standing there about to go up looking to rent an apartment at this place. And
she wouldn't let you do it.
Uh-uh.
So the bathroom's right there, and she's like...
Well, it's like over here
behind.
Right. But, you know, no, she won't. She's perfectly fine for us to go on up and look at the apartment. Like, we're going to get it now.
Did you get on top of that desk and pee on it?
My husband stopped me.
No, why didn't you go into the apartment and use the apartment bathroom?
Well, because probably it wasn't hooked up, you know.
That's not your fault.
Well,
that's not your problem.
Then I'd have been in a lot more trouble. She might have called the police on me had I done that.
I would have put those cheeks right down on the toilet.
I would have, too.
As it was, what we did, we got the best revenge. We did not rent an apartment at that place.
Oh. Yeah, I got to tell you, some businesses...
I'm still mad 23 years later.
Mm-hmm. Some businesses, even if they have a restroom...
Yes.
Won't let you use it,
yeah.
Even if you're a customer.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That I do not understand. You're making it as though... I just don't understand. When you're in the business of customer service, and I'm not saying that you should allow just anybody, including homeless people. I understand why there's a policy, but to just say flat out, hey, you've ordered food here, you've eaten here, you paid your bill, but we don't have a restroom for you to use...
Even though you drank 6 Diet Coke.
Yeah. Right, right. And what I was, not that this had anything to do with Mr. Ricky Seals Jones, but it made me start thinking, boy, when we were younger, there was never a bathroom in the supermarket. Now, every supermarket has restrooms with stuff, but it just seems that certain places, they're taking the restrooms out. I just don't understand that. You go to Target, they have nice bathrooms. You go to Walmart, they have nice bathrooms. You go to certain places. But other places, I see the restroom right there. Yeah, that's for employees only.
Yeah, we can't let you use that.
Are you kidding me?
My bladder's about to explode, and you're not going to let me use the restroom? Yeah, that's right.
And it just makes the W look bad that you had to call the cops over a bathroom incident.
It's tougher and tougher to find a place to go to the bathroom.
If
you go to downtown Phoenix or you're in a big city like Chicago or San Francisco or New Orleans. If you want to go, you can't use the bathroom in a
Right, you have to be
in a Starbucks or a, well, maybe now you can because of that whole thing.
Well, you can if you buy a drink.
Yeah, if you're a customer, I get it. But again, this is again, refresh everybody on the W.
Well, if you
exclusive place.
If you go to the W, it's a fun place on a Friday or Saturday, or you know, you go there and a lot of people go to be seen, and it's a fun place, and it's not just a hotel; it's a place where people go.
Yeah, this is not Ricky Seals, you know, down on his luck, looking like a homeless person. He was probably dressed nicely, you know, out on the town. And no, sir, I'm afraid you can't use our restroom. Why?
So we've got a restroom problem in America. We also suddenly have an anti-straw movement going on in America. And we're going to talk about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Big 4 at 4. Coming up at 4:05, we take the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour. It's the Big 4 at 4. 4 big blockbuster stories. My wife and I were in Atlanta visiting my nieces, who are now 10 and 7. And so, you know, you wake up the first day, and there's little Cass and Ellie. And, you know, I started making some coffee, and the coffee was brewing. And, you know, I poured it into a cup, put some ice in it. And I said to Cassie, I said, Cassie, go get Uncle Silly a straw. And the kids call me Uncle Silly. Go get me a straw. Oh, we don't use straws. And I said, what do you mean you don't use straws?
What kind of house is this?
No, I was like...
What kind of service do you offer at this establishment?
I said, why not? It's bad for the environment. I said, straws are bad for the environment. And Ellie goes, yes, they're very bad. We don't do that anymore.
And you said, where'd you learn that, horse? And
well,
in walks your sister-in-law. You're like, oh. Hello.
So that was the first time, and this was just a couple weeks ago. Maybe I'm missing out. Okay, there's some kind of anti-straw movement. Then my wife tells me the other day she went to lunch with one of her very good friends, and the drinks came out, and her very good friend pulled out an aluminum straw.
I didn't know they made aluminum straws.
I don't know either. Put the straw in. My wife said, what's going on there? Oh, yeah, I'm anti-straw. There's a total movement. You got to get in on this. It's ruining the environment. And I'm thinking, I like my straws.
Yeah.
And then Starbucks and McDonald's says, yeah, we're going to try and get rid of straws too. And I'm like, I like my straws.
Right. Starbucks is saying that they're going to get rid of straws or phase them out by 2020, but they're going to add more plastic.
So it's a point.
Exactly. This anti-straw movement, some people say, are based on a specious suspect statistic.
By a nine-year-old.
A nine-year-old in 2011 launched a campaign, say, be straw-free, because he said he found out that Americans use more than 500 million drinking straws daily, mm-hmm. enough to fill 125 school buses. That figure has become the rally cry of we've got to get rid of straws. But is that accurate?
I don't think there's any proof to it from what
exactly.
I understand.
Exactly.
So 500 million. First of all, let me tell you something. This nine-year-old, I'd punish this kid if I was his father. I would say, listen, you're nine. You have much better things to do than count straws. You go play ball. Go get outside. Cry, put your phone down, crying out loud. Stop
asking people how many straws they use.
I know, really. I mean, goodness. So it's this huge movement now.
Right.
And it's all based on a nine-year-old?
A nine-year-old saying that daily we use 500 million straws, enough to fill a school bus.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry, but I you know, this kid may be very smart, but
sure.
I don't know how he arrived at 500 million straws a day. You base a whole movement on a nine-year-old?
I know. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Is it like the new movement, the new fad, the thing to just glom onto?
That's what it seems like. It seems like that there is this, I was watching Discovery Channel.
Oh, boy.
Nerd.
There is a guy swimming across the Pacific, and he is going to go through that mound of plastic trash they say is in the middle of the ocean.
Made of all straws.
Larger than the size of Texas.
Yeah.
And they brought up the straw thing.
They did?
They said, and it includes how many millions of pounds of straws that people discard daily or monthly or whatever. And I'm like, come on.
So people are phasing out straws.
Or it's caught the conscious of the American conscious that straws now are bad. Remember eggs were bad for you?
Sure.
Remember milk was bad for you?
Yeah.
And it came back. Now eggs are good for you. Milk in certain quantities is good for you. Everything goes through a cycle, but right now it seems that this kid who was 9 years old at the time came up with the statistic and has become a rallying cry that straws are bad.
How do people with disabilities feel about this? If they can't move their arm or someone's trying to feed them.
Paraplegic, right?
Yeah. I think they need a straw.
Well, they'll have to get an aluminum one.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
All right, coming up next, we got the Big Four at four. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next.